Hello and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study. Our starting point, Acts chapter 8. And let's start with verse 27, where it said, "And he, Philip, arose and went. He left Samaria. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in the chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet." So here is this eunuch. He is sitting in his chariot, reading this scroll of Isaiah. Philip arrives at this moment, and what happens? He sees this eunuch. Now, at first, you just see, to use a modern example, a car pulled over to the side of the road. It just usually keep going. Yet what do we see in verse 29? "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join yourself to this chariot." This becomes one of the simpler questions that we run into. Who do we witness to? And the Spirit gives a pretty simple answer. Whoever I tell you to witness to. Why did Philip go to this eunuch in this chariot pulled over to the side of the road? Because the Spirit specifically told him to do so. Who do we witness to as believers? We witness to whom the Spirit tells us to witness. Philip does this, no questions asked. Verse 30. "And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understand ye what you read." Do you understand what you are reading? Verse 31. "And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me?" Let's hold there for a second. Some man should guide me. In the realm of witnessing, we need to be ready to explain the Word of God on a moment's notice. So how do we do this? The same Holy Spirit that told Philip to go into that chariot, the same Holy Spirit will give us the understanding to explain the word to one who needs to hear the word. In witnessing, keep this in mind. The Holy Spirit is our partner in witnessing. We are not in this alone. The Holy Spirit is with us. If the Holy Spirit told us to go witness to a person, he isn't going to say, "Oh, well, you're on your own now. Finish the job." No. The Spirit will give us the wisdom, the knowledge, the insight, and yes, the words in which to say in order for these people to be one to Jesus. How should I, except some man should guide me? The eunuch speaks a line that applies to all churches, all believers, in all areas of the world throughout this church age. The only way they can understand the Word of God, especially those who are not yet believers, is if we explain the Word to them. The eunuch is like so many living in our time that might hear about the things of God, who has read their Bible, who have set the church services, and they have no clue what's going on. Now, here comes Philip, the Holy Spirit explaining this to the eunuch through Philip. The job of the church, the job of the believer, to guide people into all truth. The last part of verse 31. "And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him." Verse 32. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Verse 34. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaks the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Now here is Philip. He has heard the scripture. He no doubt has lived through this. He has seen these things come to pass. Now the Spirit has put him in the right place at the right time to preach Jesus. We need, when the Spirit puts us in the right place at the right time, we need to be prepared to preach Jesus. Verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and he preached unto him Jesus. He preached the gospel message. No doubt he preached about the events of the cross, and no doubt he also preached about the resurrection of Jesus. Now, the same Spirit that led Philip to this place, the same Spirit that helped Philip explain these scriptures to the eunuch, is now dealing with the eunuch himself. Verse 36. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What does hinder or stop me from being baptized? Verse 37. And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So what do we have? Philip preaching about the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. The Spirit moving in his message. The Spirit revealing this truth to the eunuch. Then he asked, what is hindering me from being baptized? Philip's answer, believe with all your heart. And what do we see? He confessed with his mouth. Just like what Paul would say in Romans 10. If you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth. That's what happened here. And once this happened, Philip went ahead and baptized the eunuch, and he became a believer in Jesus. The Lord loved him so much that he sent Philip to minister to this eunuch. We need to be ready to minister to whom the Lord sends us to minister to, in order for them to believe with the heart and confess with the mouth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we'll pick up with this in our next lesson.